And now the Sabres with a potential 2-on-1 with the speed of McLeod to the net, scores! Ryan McLeod turned on the Rockets, drove to the net, and it's 2-0 Sabres.
Moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Sabres defeat the Dallas Stars 4-2. Winning streak. We'll chat with Brian Koziel is going to fill in for Paul Hamilton at 7 o'clock. He was on postgame last night, and we'll chat with him a little bit at 7 o'clock to recap this game and, you know, get where the Sabres are right now. If you want to give us a call on them, 803-0550. I've got a question. I've got a Bills McDermott thing locked and loaded as a thought I had yesterday. You know, sometimes if you out there write us an email, give us your thoughts, it leads to, let me sit with that idea. Let me sit and think about this for a minute and then see what I come up with. So you want that now? Here it is.
Sure. On McDermott?
It's a McDermott point. If you want to call us to the Sabres, they won. We're thrilled about it. Give us a call. On McDermott. So you hear it a lot. I don't trust him to deliver this team a Super Bowl. You know, I like him. I think he's a good coach. But I don't trust that he's going to be the one to get us there. That's just something that is said. Forget for a moment if it's right or wrong, or debating about if it's right or wrong. It's just a thought people have. And it's justifiable. It's fine. My question is this. How many coaches that have not won the Super Bowl would you be confident in? To say it about him, I don't trust he's the one to do it. Who is? And if you want to include guys that have won the Super Bowl, how many coaches deserve that honor? Are there five, and are they all employed? Who are these people? Who are these people that you would say, I think that guy could get us there? You'd say it about Andy Reid because he's done it. He's won a lot. He's done it. You'd say it about, who's the second name you've got?
Would you name it about John Harbaugh?
Would you? Because
you wouldn't have to.
A funny thing about John Harbaugh is all of his playoff losses get tied to his quarterback, not him.
Yeah.
You might say it about John Harbaugh. Keep going. Who else you got?
And McVay?
Would you say it about Sean McVay?
This is just to win it all, or to know what to do in the most critical spots?
To get you there.
To get me there.
I don't trust McDermott to get me there is a phrase I'll hear a lot. And without even debating right or wrong, give me the list of people that you would. How many of them are, A, available, and how many of them are someone you named just because they did win a Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. Would you say it about Mike Tomlin?
No.
Would you say it about...
I would not.
Would you say it about Mike McCarthy?
No.
Would you say it about Pete Carroll, who's not coaching right now?
No,
would you say... This notion that I don't trust McDermott's the one to get us there, I think that's just... I don't know how you would ever trust anybody. If you've never won it, how could you feel like you have a guy that could?
I guess, though, it would be for that person, if I could put myself in their shoes, you might feel like you have a proof of concept with McDermott, whereas if you're wanting... You know, I don't even think the Bills would do this if they fired McDermott. But if you wanted Ben Johnson, it would be, well, I don't know that Ben Johnson can't do it.
Okay.
I would feel like I know McDermott can't. I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying that person would think, I know McDermott can't because you've had 6 years with Josh Allen and you haven't done it.
Sure. Ben Johnson. Can anyone credibly say, I have belief he could get us to where we need to be?
But that would be the point. The point would be, I don't know if he can or not.
Right.
Which means there's a possibility he can.
But that's my point. You don't know it about McDermott, and you don't know it about anybody.
But that's the thing. Some people think they know it about McDermott.
Right. It's a guess. You think you know it about McDermott, but to say I don't trust, you can't trust anybody new. You can't trust Ben Johnson. Will you trust Bobby Slowick for this? It's not even a point about defending McDermott for me. It's a point about... You're just hoping the unknown is better than what you perceive as known. And McDermott's won an awful lot of games. And does he have his limitations? Sure. Lots of these coaches do. Kyle Shanahan, would you trust him to do it? No.
He in Super Bowls has been He's blown 2 10-point leads in Super Bowls.
That's right.
Well, three if you count him as the offensive coordinator in Atlanta.
That's right. He's a very bad coach when it comes to hold. Great to build you a lead, not great to hold on to a lead.
What about Dan Campbell for this?
Dan Campbell.
Would Dan Campbell get some
credit
in this?
What happened in last year's NFC Championship game, right? They blew a monster lead.
Yeah. What happened in that game again?
They went for a fourth down. They didn't get it. The momentum, finger quotes, shifted.
Right.
Ayuk caught a pass that was batted in the air for a 60-yard gain. The Niners went on to win. Everybody's got warts. And where I'm weaving in on this is there's one name I land on that is a little bit of let's get stupid, but it also might be something to watch next year. And you know what that name is?
For what?
For the idea, like where a Bills fan could say, or any team that says, I don't trust my guy, who would they trust to do it for them?
So this is a guy that
there's
a guy that would become available?
Louis and Hamilton called. Let's see if he's got this. It says, has a coach you would trust. Louis, do you have the name?
Yeah, I do have the name. Okay. Bill Belichick.
That's the name.
Yes, 100%, and no questions, no doubts. You know what? You got the all pro perennial quarterback, Josh Allen. You got enough tools on offense. I think you take her a little bit here and there in the draft, with defense. Tighten up that run defense a little bit because it's leaky, and we're going to win the Super Bowl. 100%.
Right. Thanks, Lou. He got right to it. My point is the only unemployed person or available person I think you could really say that about with fairness is Bill Belichick. Right?
You can't not put him in there, right? You can't not say that you, well, I guess you could.
He went to a million Super Bowls and won them. And you could say, like, well, he had a great quarterback. Well, whoever's the coach here is going to have a great quarterback.
That's right.
So, that's what gets you to, I think that's the guy that I would trust. Without him having done it for my team, there would be trust. If in the first year of a Belichick-coached Bills team, which, again, sounds ridiculous at this point, he loses in the divisional round, you're not going to sit here and say he can't get it done.
No, you're not going to say that.
And McDermott, just like every coach that has not yet done it, is until you're wearing the green jacket, you are not a Masters champ. Right, you need to do it once, and then, well, I know he can win there. I know he can do that. Mm-hmm. That's a tough standard. But for all these emails or texts, I don't trust McDermott. I don't think he could do it. Your list, to me, conceivably has one name that you could defend on it, on who you would feel better about.
Mm-hmm. And it's only Belichick.
If you want to throw another name.
I'm trying to think of one.
You could go to the unknown. You could go to the Ben Johnsons that are just guesses. Sean Payton is another name here. He's got a job. If you wanted to. It's like the guys that have graduated to that plane of having won it, they're forever good. Like, oh, he's a made man. But half of those guys, I wouldn't trust. McCarthy, Tomlin, and on and on.
Yeah. No, the argument for me would be
would you trust Bill Cowher?
No.
No.
No, I wouldn't. No, the argument would be you're taking a swing.
Yes.
On someone that's never done the job before. And you are hoping that he is going to... If you are someone that doesn't trust McDermott, you're hiring the guy that's never been a coach before, and you're hoping that he is on his game in late-game situations. And that would be the thing I think you're most critical of McDermott on, is you're thinking that whoever I'm hiring next, then if there's another 13-second situation against the Chiefs or whatever, if you want to add to that list, that this guy is going to be better at it than McDermott is. That's what your hope would be, I think. Because if your hope is getting someone established, I think you're right. I think Belichick is the only name.
I'm going to read you another name here mentioned. Steve writes in, could someone say Steve Spagnuolo? He was a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrible.
Yeah.
Now he didn't have Josh Allen. It's just, for me...
Just steal him from the Chiefs?
For me, there's a point in here about if you're looking for belief in a person, that's not going to come as easily as you think it is my point. That doesn't mean the results wouldn't be better or that you're crazy, but, oh, I have total faith that this person that's never won a Super Bowl will deliver one to us. We do feel that about the quarterback.
Yeah.
That he's capable. But
Ian just tweeted in one other name that I think might be the second best name, but I don't think if he quite works.
I'm ready.
Vrabel.
Vrabel?
Vrabel.
Vrabel. The farthest he's been is what? The AFC Championship game?
Did he make it to the AFC Championship
and lost?
Game? So he's made it as far as McDermott.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had Josh Allen. But he hasn't had Josh Allen.
And he also has a first-round exit as a one seed.
Right.
Now his quarterback is Ryan Tannehill.
But he hasn't had Josh Allen.
I'm not here to tell you it wouldn't be better. I'm just saying the idea that you would just have faith that he would have what it takes is just a guess, the same way it is for McDermott.
Yeah.
Most of these guys you're talking about, it's just a guess. You're going on vibes.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550.
I think he's going to be the next Jets coach anyway, by the way. Vrabel?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be calling Cleveland right now about that? I think he's a consultant for the Browns, if you're wondering why they're calling Cleveland. Isn't Vrabel to the Jets like the right type of guy they need? I don't know if they would do that midseason.
Does Aaron Rodgers like him? He's going to have to.
See, I'm thinking, okay, right. I'm thinking Rodgers walks away at the end of the year, and they need, if that were to happen, and they need somebody to come in and just, can you put this all together? Can you just make us credible? And then Vrabel's your guy for that.
Yeah. Well, if you want to give us a call on it, you can. Brian Koziel, top of the hour. Bills and Seahawks previews, tracking injuries, tracking DK Metcalf, Terrell Bernard, Curtis Samuel. And when Joe Marino comes up at 7:30, I've got a question for him about Amari Cooper and how fundamental this change for the Bills is. Do we talk about them as like before Cooper and after Cooper? 803-0550 to join us on WGR.